Playoff baseball is back. I am so excited. I think there's going to be a lot of great matchups all across the league. I'm excited to see what the Padres are going to do with Tatis. I think the Rays are playing really well. And I'm here to talk to you about the Miami Marlins and the Chicago Cubs and what their series was like. Welcome to the Neighborhood Bullpen. I'm your host, Matt Goodchild. And like I said, I'm here to talk about the Marlins taking on the Cubs. So in game one, the Marlins won 5-1. Now going into the game, the Cubs are by far the more experienced team. They've been there before. They won the entire World Series in 2016. They've had 5 postseason trips in the last 6 years. Now that is really good. Now, the Cubs' bullpen is led by Kyle Hendricks, solid pitcher, very good, and Yu Darvish. The Cubs have a solid bullpen. They use Kyle Hendricks in the first game and Yu Darvish in the second game, and Yu Darvish is a Cy Young nominee, so pretty good. He has a 2.01 ERA, and Hendricks has a 2.88. The Marlins used Sandy Alcantara, who has a 3.0 ERA, and Sixto Sanchez, who has a 3.46. I'm going to break down each game as if it just happened, but now for game one, it was scoreless for the first 4 innings. In the bottom of the 5th, Ian Happ hit a solo home run, and so it was 1-0 Cubs. And going into the 7th, Kyle Hendricks played a solid game, you know, but in that 7th inning is where he fell apart and the Marlins took advantage of those opportunities. Corey Dickerson hit a 3-run bomb to deep left center off Kyle Hendricks' 106th pitch. Now, they took him out of the game, and Dickerson, huge game for him. It was his first career playoff home run. Marte singled, and soon after, Jesus Aguilar brought him home with another 2-run homer. Hendricks finished the day with 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, and 3 strikeouts. Not the greatest. Now, Mac, you might ask, when was the last time the Marlins scored 5 or more runs in the same inning during a playoff game? October 14th, 2003, in the World Series at Wrigley Field. Hendricks pitched 6 innings, had 5 hits, and 3 strikeouts, and Alcantara had 6 innings pitched, 3 hits, and 4 strikeouts. So, similar numbers, but better day on the Marlins' half. Now, I'm going to talk about Game 2. And that's a sweep, folks. The Marlins swept the Chicago Cubs in the second game. They beat them 2-0. Now, the Marlins were big underdogs going into the series. The Cubs were favored to win this series with a betting odds of -190, and the Marlins were the underdog at +160. Even going into the second game after the Marlins win, they were still the underdog by +173, and the Cubs were favored -206, and they got swept. That's crazy. Sports, folks. You know, you can bet money on these things, and you can try to anticipate what's going to happen at the end of the day. But sometimes the unpredictable happens. You know, it's sports. It's going to happen. You know, the Marlins swept the Cubs. Marlins pitcher Brandon Kinsler said this in regards to the playoffs.
Fake rain delays and fake postponements. And it's just been a freaking whirlwind. And everyone tried to screw with us and just get the last out right there. It's just like, we're still here. You can't get rid of us. I don't care if we're bottom feeders.
There weren't that many people out there picking the Marlins to win this series, let alone sweep. I thought the Marlins were going to win, but I didn't think it was going to be a sweep at all. Ian Happ's solo home run in the 5th inning of Game 1 was the only run scored by the Cubs in this postseason series. It was an absolute battle on the mound, with Sixto Sanchez and Yu Darvish absolutely dealing today. Sanchez is 22 years old. He made his MLB debut 2 months ago, and he's the 7th youngest pitcher with a start of 5 or more scoreless innings pitched in his first postseason debut. He pitched 5 innings, 4 hits, and 6 strikeouts. Very good day for him. Darvish also pitched 6 innings, 5 hits, and 6 strikeouts. Now, Sanchez threw 65 of his 89 pitches as 4-seam fastballs and tagged with an average of 98 miles an hour.
Woo!
Now, Darvish had a good day, too. Unfortunately, it's overshadowed by the non-existent Cubs offense that we've seen here in the postseason. The Cubs 2-3-4, which are our best hitters, Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber, and Chris Bryant, went 0-4-11 in Game 2. That's terrible. The Chicago Cubs were listed as the National League favorite by a lot, so is it too much to call them frauds? The Cubs have lost 9 of their last 13 playoff games. Here's what Miami Marlins manager Don Mattingly said after the second game of the wild card series.
We've talked about all year, it's like, why not us? And this kind of pitching, you know, you can do anything. But when you start running Sandy and Sixto and then Pablo and Rogers, I mean, you're going to get power every day and you feel like you got a good shot at kind of stopping almost anybody if you make pitches.
In the beginning of the season, there were some popular beat writers that began calling the Marlins the bottom feeders. Here's what Marlins first baseman Garrett Cooper had to say about that.
You know, the bottom feeder, it's a mindset. It's you come in every day and, you know, you work your butt off to, you know, take it to the opponent. It's in everybody, every mindset. It's a great mantra to have this year because, you know, it shows that everybody is riding along on the same train.
In the beginning of the season, some popular beat writers began calling the Marlins the bottom feeders. Here's what Marlins first baseman Garrett Cooper had to say about that. Now, the ironic thing is, after the Marlins beat the Cubs in the second game, they took a picture out in front of the Marlins bullpen to celebrate their win. There they were, all the Marlins superstars smoking cigars, wearing shirts that said the word bottom feeders. You could not write a more Cinderella story than the Miami Marlins, coming off last season where they had 105 losses, coming into the sixth seed in the playoffs and upsetting a National League favorite. That's huge in anyone's book. No one expected the Marlins to be here. No one. Yet here they are. Every time the Marlins went to the playoffs, they won the entire World Series. They did it in 97 and they did it in 03. Prior to this season, the Marlins are consistently in the conversation of basement for the MLB. That's where this whole bottom feeders thing came from. But they took that and they built upon it. The Marlins lost 3 of the biggest players they have had in years in Giancarlo Stanton, Christian Yelich, and Marcelo Ozuna, excluding their star pitcher, Jose Fernandez, may he rest in peace. They sent away their 3 biggest players, yet here they are for a conversation of a sleeper team in the playoffs. I mean, you can't write a better story than that. Well, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for listening to the Neighborhood Bullpen. I'll see you next week.